Lewis, guess what? The resident doctors in England have voted overwhelmingly to strike for 6 months.
Wait, that's just a year after they agreed to a pay deal with Wheeze Streeting, right?
Exactly. The British Medical Association said 90% of resident doctors supported fresh walkouts with a 55% turnout.
What are they asking for?
They want a 29% pay rise to compensate for below-inflation salary increases since 2008.
Wow, that is a big ask.
Right, last summer they agreed to a 22% pay rise over 2 years to end a wave of strikes that cancelled 1.5 million operations and appointments.
So if they strike again, it could really hurt the government's plan to cut waiting times.
Exactly. Wheeze Streeting promised that 92% of patients would be seen within 18 weeks by the end of this parliament.
But only 60% were seen in April.
That's right. The last deal included a backdated 4% pay rise for 2023-24, on top of a 9% increase already offered.
And a 6% rise in 2024-25, recommended by the Independent Pay Review Body.
But the issue of pay restoration remains central. In the most recent 2025-26 pay deal, resident doctors got an average 5.4% pay rise.
So the doctors are saying they still haven't been compensated for the years of below-inflation pay.
Exactly. Melissa Ryan and Ross Niuwaut, co-chairs of the BMA Resident Doctors Committee, said doctors have spoken and the next move is the government's.
And they want the government to come forward with a credible path to pay restoration.
Right, they said all they need is a credible pay offer and nobody needs to strike.
But Downing Street called the strike ballot result disappointing and said they won't reopen negotiations on pay.
The Department of Health and Social Care said Streeting wants to work constructively with all unions to improve working conditions and avoid strike action.
That's interesting. The government is trying to avoid more strikes, but the doctors are still pushing for higher pay.
Right, Danny Mortimer, CEO of NHS Employers, said further strikes could result in tens, if not hundreds, of thousands of operations being delayed or cancelled.
And that would leave patients in pain or discomfort.
Exactly. The government has a 10-year plan to turn around the NHS and has given it a 3% real terms rise in annual spending.
So the pressure is on both sides. The doctors want fair pay and the government wants to avoid more disruptions.
Right, it's a tough spot for both. What do you think, Lewis?
I think it's a matter of finding a middle ground. Both sides need to compromise to avoid further disruptions.
Agreed, we'll have to keep an eye on how this plays out. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.